From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Pope John Paul II was buried in the crypt of St. Peter's Basilica today after a 3-hour funeral ceremony. 5 kings, 6 queens, and at least 70 presidents and prime ministers joined a crowd of millions who came to pay homage to one of the most influential figures of the 20th century. The funeral begins 9 days of mourning before the church's cardinals meet to choose John Paul's successor. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
The pealing bells of St. Peter's Basilica marked the opening of the ceremony. And applause rang out across the vast square as 12 pallbearers carried the coffin out of the basilica. What followed was a ceremony that combined austerity and mysticism, Renaissance pageantry, and the vibrant energy of thousands of cheering young people. Chanting, Santo Subito, make him a saint immediately, the crowds held up the mass for more than 5 minutes, while a sea of red and white flags from John Paul's native Poland fluttered on this windy day. The ceremony was a display of contrasts, John Paul's simple wooden coffin lying on the ground before an altar decked in plush red and gold damask cloth. In the VIP section, skullcaps and black lace mantillas could be seen alongside turbans, yarmulke, and Arab headgear. And Gregorian chants alternated with the stadium-like cheers of the young. Giovanni Paolo! Giovanni Paolo! In the area around the altar, the seating arrangements were a visual endorsement of John Paul's efforts to promote ecumenism and interreligious dialogue. Jews sat next to Muslims and to Orthodox, and for the first time, Anglicans participated in a papal funeral mass. The rites were mainly in Latin, the traditional language of the Roman liturgy, but there were readings of scriptures in many languages, a sign of how through his many world travels, John Paul put an international imprint on the Catholic Church, which never looked or sounded so universal as today. Here was the prayer of the faithful.
Pour notre pape défunt, Jean-Paul II.
Tumuombe Bwana hili, likiwa minifu kwa hamli yake, liwe chachu ya familia ya kibinadamu.
Mabuo nawa ang isang pamilya ng kapayapaan at pagkakaisa.
Iwypełniali kapłańską posługę, aby zostali dopuszczeni do udziału w liturgii niebieskiej, módlmy się.
There was French, Swahili, Tagalog, and Polish. The funeral also brought together a remarkable collection of world leaders and hope for the reconciliation among nations that John Paul had championed. An alphabetical seating plan placed President Bush just 2 seats down from French President Jacques Chirac, with whom he clashed over the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Israeli President Moshe Katsav said he shook hands with President Bashar Assad of Syria, a country formerly at war with Israel, and with Iranian President Mohammad Khatami, who told an Italian daily, maybe today will make us hope for a future of peace, not of conflict and hatred.
Cumque omni militia celestis exercitus, hymnum gloriae tuae canimus, sine fine dicentes.
Some 164 cardinals in scarlet-red robes assisted the dean of their college, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, in celebrating the Mass. A close confidant of John Paul, Ratzinger delivered the homily. The German-born cardinal choked up as he recalled John Paul's final days, when, unable to speak, the cardinal said, John Paul's message of suffering and silence proved so eloquent.
None of us can ever forget how, on that last Easter Sunday of his life, the Holy Father, marked by suffering, came once more to the window of the Apostolic Palace and one last time gave his blessing, Urbi et Orbi. We can be sure that our beloved Pope we can be sure that our beloved Pope is standing today at the window of the Father's house, that he sees us and blesses us.
Cardinal Ratzinger's homily was repeatedly interrupted by applause as he spoke of John Paul's early years in Poland, his love of theater and literature, and his secret training as a priest during the Nazi occupation. And the cardinal stressed John Paul's working-class roots, which distinguished him from so many of his predecessors. Under John Paul, Cardinal Ratzinger was the Vatican theological watchdog. Some analysts say he's a strong contender for the papacy. Others see him as a kingmaker. His homily was closely scrutinized for signals of the direction Ratzinger believes the church should follow.
Seguimi, dice il Signore risorto a Pietro. Seguimi. Questa parola lapidaria di Cristo può essere considerata. Seguimi.
The refrain of the homily was, "Follow me," the words the risen Christ said to Peter. It's a phrase that could be interpreted as an appeal to his fellow cardinals to opt for continuity in their choice of John Paul's successor. 320 priests fanned through the square and down a large avenue to give communion to the faithful. They said Corpus Christi as they handed out the host.
Corpus Christi, Corpus Christi.
With the funeral over, Italian authorities were able to lift an intense security blanket that closed the airspace over Rome and the deployment of anti-aircraft missiles, patrol boats, and huge numbers of extra forces. Now, the cardinals will begin preparing for their conclave later this month. Today's unprecedented display of global admiration for John Paul poses a daunting challenge. At a time of sharp divisions within the Catholic Church over doctrine and grassroots pressure for reforms, the princes of the Church must choose among themselves a man who has charisma, faith, and determination to lead the Catholic Church. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.